My, which I want to sit here for, what if, why don't you have pension rates from in the last week? You want to cover it, this is all longer.
You don't mind?
Sure.
Then I'll go out there, that's a little bill on the street.
Give you a little punch in the eye this morning, $0.10 on the dollar, man.
Well, there was a rumor in a week, it's nothing you should refer to, but it's a large story this morning. The Japanese may be entering $0.10 for a dollar.
Sure.
Technology.
Nice. Well, I got the previous, they sold us for a long very much, they changed symbols on us since I talked with Charlie, he's able to work. What do you mean, they're planning something, they're, Charlie didn't see it in outline, their paper, yeah, their paper is contained in a warm expression of appreciation for your sensitivity and generosity of thought on us. You know, and Charlie apologetic with all his warnings and that meeting, they just said, take it out.
Yeah.
And come up with their paper generally. Is that the one, then this is not the paper, the one I, what all? I don't know, and, you have the papers. I have it, so.
You were talking to a number of people, right?
Hello? Yes? Yes? Hello? Hello, is this Bill Allen? Have to get him on. Put it on the way out. Well, what do we, I've got only an hour in my kind of social place, so is that enough? That's a good total. If you're gonna get it on the line, just don't get it on the line, put it on the way out of the line, get it done right. Pull it on this or that, and if they never work, that guy has a nice look.
Well, the plan now is that they just won't make it home, and then they'll ask each of the others and Charlie.
All ten.
Their 13 altogether, they said they each should take 2 minutes and Charlie said it'd be a no mark to pick them up. Their form is present, seems to me, and it seems several of us meet in my office, including Bob and Dunham, so, but it might be best if I sat across from you at the table, the cabin table, started the meeting, and indicated the opening of the meeting, which you had 6 months. And that we welcome them here, if you wanted to add the vote in time, but to indicate that at their request, Charlie was gonna open and give each of the others a chance to.
So they let Dave play his hand, he's on the spot, and then I think maybe his little opening pitch, because he's either gonna go around and meet them or not, or they're just not gonna be bothered, just go and sit down on that picture table.
I think it'll be good if you sit down. And they understand that they're 60 minutes, and if they don't discipline themselves, and they use up the entire time in the presentation, that's it. There's no reason why someone should not remain if they desire to leave unless it be your desire to.
Well, I can add a little to it if you want to, if you want to make an hour and a half.
Play it on the way here, lock them in 60, and maybe if you. They expect 60, they hope for 75 minutes. An hour and 15 minutes, if you give them any.
Well, fine, I'll take 75, but you think you're getting any more?
If you give them any more, they have a piece on it, they don't expect from you, tell them 60.
Wait, I shouldn't even give them that. I'll do as much as I can, but I do have this, meeting at 6:15, another one. What the hell is happening to me that day, like, get it all through our place myself.
We're in constant signal guys, and I always tell them to use the lights on for everything, get the signal guys on, they sleep, but they don't mean anything.
Oh, why not? I don't mind them crazy, you know, they understand that part. But, what's the goal?
They're experiencing some minor technical difficulties with feedback in the phone plant. Just trying to get a simple answer.
No, you gotta realize they're not here. But then I wouldn't, we will not have a picture in the office. I'm not gonna make sure that we just send them out. That'd be bad, it's,
we're not in special.
If they're gonna play that kind of a game, I mean, there's no reason.
could have a proposal, you know, listen, Ron, we're not trying to build this meeting up, you understand? We're trying to put it out.
Yes, sir.
So, pictures, build it up.
No.
But my point is, you have a big picture in that road, that's coming from a three columns, every day from the country, and it'll build up the words that they say, you understand? I know you're a little press boy, Juan, but you see my point? I'm not trying to make a story, I'm trying to make a story.
The only...
Let it be a word story, not a picture story, right?
We can do that, I'd just like to make...
You already told them that they're being...
Yes, sir, but...
Charlie specifically asked for it. Holly can take that. Holly can take it. Yes, my Holly can take it. I'm not gonna have the person there to take, the press takes 10 minutes to get the goddamn picture taken anyway. That's one, Holly takes it, we send each one of them a copy, this is why they take a lot and make their errors.
The only problem, which I'd like to raise, would do it this way, but I think that they perhaps could turn that into a portion of the story. In other words, the fact that we handle it in a different way is we normally handle these type of meetings. I know it's a terrible thing to bring up, but they would maybe attempt to use that to their own advantage, like they're being...
We didn't have a picture, Ron. Charlie Lee's requested a picture. He did not specifically request press pictures.
They have... I don't know what he requested with you.
Press.
But the press, I think they've been told it's not...
And that takes 10 minutes of their time, that's all right with me, I'm gonna leave the NR, I have to leave this in years. Because I have litigation. Oh, sure. Get that boy called through on your line immediately, please. Well, anyway, you just want us to sit there and listen to them, then? Why are we having all these cabinet people, they're not responding to anything? If we ever get a response, then it'll go all night, yes. Because I just, it'll take them that long to read the paper.
My point is, at some point, we talk about it too, and you will say, well, not only because you guys have a response to what they've raised, because you wanna hear them themselves. I mean, it's not a case of our argument at that point. Take their case, they do it, just to give the Secretary Romney and Secretary Hodgson. I'll give you a chance to hear their entire presentation. We're there because the president asked us to be there. Charlie Diggs will be seated to your right, Mr. President, and Gus Armins is elected vice chairman of the group from Los Angeles County, take the left. We try to position Dallas so that he's as hidden as possible, and over to your right, so that he's not in a confrontation posture.
Absolutely. Right on the side. Right. Now, here we are.
probably going to be done in the next few months.
Yes, sir.
Quick, because I don't want to build this up so much, Ron. I think it's a mistake.
We want to do it. We won't do the picture, sir, if you wish not to.
No, go ahead. Mistake, I, but it's, I mean, it's instant, and I do it. He has told them he wants to do it. And it looked like we're terminating that service. But I didn't know he told them.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
Supposed to be on this line right here.
Is he on the line?
Yes.
Hello? Is this Bill out? Well, Bill, I wanted to place this call to you, but I understand that we're on a phone which goes into the plant. Is that correct? I guess we're not going to be out there in person to say what I'm going to say now, but if you would just bear with me a moment, I'd like to tell you exactly how I feel about what happened yesterday. I know that that must have been a terribly disheartening moment for everybody who's worked so hard and so long to make the American SST a reality, and I'm sure that your disappointment out there is compounded not only of uncertainty about what it means for your own personal future, but also of distress that a project in which you believe has been turned down by the Congress. I want you to know that I share your disappointment. I share it first as President of the United States, as an individual, as a person. I simply want to take this opportunity to express to you personally my thanks for all that you've done over the years to bring this project so close to completion. I also want to express my determination that the remarkable combination of skills and talents that your Boeing team represents shall not be lost to this nation. Each time I fly in Air Force One, and I'll be flying in Air Force One tomorrow on my way to the West Coast, it's a Boeing plane. And I am reminded of the role Boeing has played in making America the world's leader in commercial aviation. Throughout the world, the 707, the 727, the 737, and now the 747 have become symbols of America's leadership. And I am counting on you here at Boeing to remain a dynamic force in our determined effort, even in the face of this defeat for the SST, to maintain that American leadership. The reason I fought so hard to keep the SST project alive was that I deeply believe that America must remain in the vanguard of scientific and technological progress, the kind of progress your team represents, to which you've been dedicated. Congress's action on the SST has come as a severe blow to all of us. But I am determined that America must and will continue pushing outward the horizons of the unknown. I have also determined that we must and we will make full use of the most valuable resource we have as a nation. And that resource is the skill, the dedication, the imagination of its people. People like those of you on the SST team who have made our advances possible in the past and on whom we depend to go forward in the future. That's my message to you, Bill, and to all the people who are members of a very great Boeing team. We may have lost this, but we're going to win the next one. Okay, thanks, Bill. And you can always be sure that every time I'm in a Boeing 9 product,